Floating a river. Really? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Fishing guide Patrick Kissel and his adventuresome new girlfriend decided to float a river up near Fairbanks, Alaska, in search of kings. But he soon learned it wasn't as easy a trip as he thought it would be.
I got this little 8-foot Watermaster raft that we're floating with. First mile is just all rocks, hardly any water. I mean, I don't think we floated at all the first mile. I thought that there'd be some tributaries or something, so I kept like, yeah, it's going to be good. We'll get this float done and get some more water here soon. And it was supposed to be about a 16 or 17 mile float. Well, it must have been about 7, 8 o'clock at night. I looked at the GPS and we'd only went about 2.5 miles. We were dragging this boat over rocks, beaver dams. She was walking, she was dragging, I was walking. And we fished once that night, just for a little bit, caught a bunch of grayling, caught some rainbows, didn't see any kings yet. Finally, at about midnight, it was like, all right, we got to sleep. Now it's kind of that getting dark, but still light enough out. So we eat the food we had, flipped the raft over, slept on it for about 2 hours. It rained on us. Woke up the next day and kept dragging. And at that time, we were taking turns. She'd be sleeping on the raft, and I'm dragging it over these rocks. And then I'd be sleeping, and she's dragging me. And keep in mind, I'd met this girl about 3 weeks earlier, so I didn't even know her that well, but knew she was up for adventure.
From my angle, that's a pretty serious understatement. She sounds like a wilderness girl. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.